I actually conducted some research looking at the roles that school counselors assume with students with disabilities, looking at K through 12. The majority did not actively participate in the transition planning for students with disabilities. When I looked more specifically at the high school counselors, they said that they did not. Time is limited for them, as it is for every other educator. I think a lot of it is that they don't often have a lot of training. They don't feel comfortable that they know a lot about what students with disabilities need, and or they might not feel comfortable working with those students. They may not feel that they're effective. So rather than try to do things that they don't think they're qualified for, they may just step back and hope that somebody else takes care of it. It might be, again, that other people in the schools are already assuming those responsibilities and there's no need for the school counselor to jump in because there are others who are doing everything that student might need. So again, it's not clear, but those are some pretty common reasons